It's time for Fresh Oil with singer-songwriter and pastor Keith Manley, a program designed to minister the gospel of God's grace and to bring fresh oil to the brokenhearted. And now, with today's program, Pastor Keith Manley.
Welcome to Fresh Oil. I'm Keith Manley, and I'm so glad you joined me today. We're continuing a two-week series that I'm doing that I've called Problems and Promises. Because for every problem that life will throw at you, God still offers a promise strong enough to hold you. He'll give you faith to survive the storm. Because every problem life throws at you, God still has a promise, and He'll see you through. We've already talked about discouragement. We spoke about pain. We talked yesterday about worry. But today's problem is one that cuts deeper than most. People. More specifically, when people let you down. Disappointment in people hurts in a way that nothing else does. It's the sting that comes when someone you've trusted breaks their word, when a friend betrays confidence, when someone you love just up and walks away. So how do you keep your heart soft when life gives you reasons to grow hard and bitter? Let's talk about that today. The reality of relational pain. If you've lived long enough, someone will fail you. Even Jesus, perfect love in human flesh, was betrayed. He was denied and they deserted him. So we can stop pretending that good Christians don't get hurt. David wrote this in Psalm 55. He said, "If an enemy were insulting me, I could endure it. But it is you, my companion, my close friend, with whom I once enjoyed sweet fellowship." See, the deepest wounds in life don't come from strangers. They come from those we once sat with at our table. Maybe it was a spouse, a friend, a pastor, or even a child. And when that trust is broken, it leaves something inside us that doesn't heal easily. I want to talk to you for a moment about the cycle of bitterness. When someone lets you down, you face a choice. Either you carry the hurt or you cast it. Ephesians chapter 4, Paul said this, "Get rid of all bitterness, rage, and anger. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other just as in Christ God forgave you." See, bitterness is kind of like drinking poison and you expect the other person to die. It slowly seeps into every area of your life until joy becomes suspicion and peace it becomes sarcasm. See, unforgiveness is a prison where you hold the key, but you never leave the cell. When Judas betrayed Jesus with a kiss, Jesus still called him friend. He wasn't naive. He was free. He refused to let someone else's sin decide his spirit or his attitude. See, friend, that's the difference between living hurt and living healed. Hurt says, "I'll never trust again." Healed says, "I'll trust God even when people fail me." My friend, forgiveness doesn't make them right. It makes you free. It's not about excusing their behavior. It's about refusing bondage. Peter swore he'd never deny Jesus. Remember that at the Last Supper? And yet hours later, he did it three times. Yet after the resurrection, Jesus sought him out by name, by a charcoal fire, the same setting where Peter had failed him. Jesus asked him, "Simon, do you love me?" He didn't humiliate Peter. He healed him. Because restoration always meets us in the place of our failure. If you've ever been betrayed, God won't waste that fire. He'll meet you there. Not to replay your pain over and over again, but to redeem it. I think about Joseph. His brothers sold him. They lied about him. They forgot him. And yet when power was finally in his hands, he could have crushed them. He could have got even for everything they ever did. But in Genesis 50 and verse 20, he said this, "You meant it for evil, but God meant it for good." Remember how I said nothing can happen until it first filters through his hands. "You meant it for evil, but God meant it for good," Joseph said. He refused to use his pain for revenge. He used it for redemption. And friend, that's maturity. When you can look at what others did to break you and you can see how God used it to build you, that's maturity. Let's talk today about some practical steps how you can walk out forgiveness in your own life. How do you forgive when it still hurts? Number one, you have to acknowledge the wound. Pretending it didn't hurt only buries it deeper. How many times do we reply, "Oh, that's okay, that's all right," when people ask us to forgive them? Don't pretend that it didn't hurt. Jesus showed his scars. He didn't hide them. He said, "Thomas, take a look." But then secondly, release the debt. Forgiveness is releasing the right to collect on what they owe you. I often say forgiveness is giving up the right to punish somebody for the wrong they've done to you. You say, "I hand this over to God's justice. I don't have to get even. I just have to get free." And then thirdly, pray blessing. In Matthew chapter 5 and verse 44, Jesus said, "Pray for those who persecute you." You say, "Keith, that's hard." He never promised it would be easy. Your prayers might not change them immediately, but they'll change you instantly as you give up the right to punish them. And then finally, keep your hearts open. Forgiveness is a decision first. It's a feeling later. Some wounds heal slowly, but they do heal. Years ago, I counseled a woman whose husband had left her. After 25 years of marriage, she was bitter, she was angry, and rightfully so. But one night she said, "Keith, I finally realized I was letting him live rent-free in my heart." And she prayed a simple prayer, "Lord, I release him, not because he deserves it, but because I need peace." And months later, she said, "The moment I let go, I could finally breathe again." That's what forgiveness does. It gives you oxygen again when Satan's trying to hold you in bondage. You may be thinking, "But what about justice?" Well, Romans 12 and verse 19 says, "Vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord." Forgiveness doesn't cancel justice, but it just transfers it to the proper court. It's not your place to get vengeance. It's God's to bring justice. And when you release them to God, you're saying, "I trust that this is in His hands, and His hands will handle it better than mine ever could." You stop being the judge, and you start being the healed. We're talking today on Fresh Oil about that cycle of bitterness, the reality of when people let you down, how to get free from Satan holding you in bondage with resentment. Proverbs chapter 4 and verse 23, it says, "Guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it." See, guarding your heart doesn't mean building walls. It means keeping it clean. Keep it free from resentment. Keep it free from replaying old conversations. Keep it free from revenge fantasies that only reopen wounds. The enemy wants you chained to yesterday. Jesus wants you running into tomorrow. He wants to set you free today. Take a deep breath right now, and who comes to your mind when I say these words? People who let you down. When I began the program with that today, I thought to myself, I bet the moment I mentioned those words, someone came to your mind. It could be one person, maybe it's many. Maybe it's time to finally hand them over to God. Picture their name in your hands, and now you see yourself placing that name at the foot of the cross, because that's where the weight belongs, friend. Forgiveness is never weakness. It's worship. It's giving to God the things that you and I were never meant to carry. You know, sometimes we say, but Keith, they don't deserve my forgiveness. And you're right, they might not. But you don't forgive them because they deserve it. You forgive because you deserve peace. You forgive because Jesus forgave you. And when you forgive, you take the power back from the pain. I love what Paul said in Ephesians 4, verse 31 and 32. He said this, get rid of all bitterness, rage, anger, brawling, and slander, along with every form of malice. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you. Notice it says, get rid of it. That means it's a choice. You can't always control what others do, but you can control what you carry. Maybe you've been carrying disappointment from a friend who walked away, a spouse that broke your trust, a pastor or a leader who failed you, a child who turned their back on the faith that you taught them, and it deeply hurts. Listen, friend, God never fails. He's a friend that sticks closer than a brother. He's the Father who will never abandon you. And the same arms that carried you through other storms will carry you through this one, too. My friend, when people let you down, give God the right to lift you up. When others close the door, remember He can open one that no man can shut. And when others speak against you, rest in the truth that He is your defender. He will stand by your side. Let God be the filter. Before you react, before you speak, before you rehearse the offense again and again in your mind, bring it to Him and say, Lord, I'm hurting, but I give this to You today. Don't let my heart grow cold. Don't let my love fade. And friend, you'll be amazed at the peace that starts to return when you surrender the pain instead of nursing it. My friend, I don't know who's let you down today, but I do know this. God will never waste your pain. If you'll hand over the hurt to Him, He'll turn it into healing. If you'll give Him the ashes, He'll trade them for beauty. Because when you forgive, you release the weight you were never meant to carry. And you make room for God to restore what was broken. Maybe today your prayer needs to sound something like this. Lord, I've been hurt. I've been disappointed. But I choose to release it. I refuse to let bitterness steal my joy. So heal my heart, Lord. Help me to love again. Help me to trust You with what I don't understand. And friend, He will. The Holy Spirit is the healer of wounded hearts. The Bible says He binds up the brokenhearted and He restores the soul. He renews the spirit. And when His peace floods your heart, friend, the same people who once hurt you will no longer have power over you, because when God guards your heart, no bitterness can break through. So let it go today. Don't let resentment rob you of your anointing. God wants to set you free today. So choose to forgive. Choose to let go. He loves you, friend, with an everlasting love. He really does. Walk in grace.
In a world where truth is twisted, where the church is pressured to stay silent, one pastor found his voice. From author and pastor Keith Manley comes We Will Never Be Silent Again, the powerful true account of a pastor watching history unfold through the rise, fall, and return of Donald J. Trump, and the church's awakening in a time of moral confusion. You'll walk with Pastor Manley from the pulpit to the public square as he confronts censorship, faith under fire, and the spiritual battle shaping America's future. It's not a political rant. It's a prophetic call for courage, conviction, and truth in the face of compromise. We Will Never Be Silent Again by Keith Manley. Available now on Amazon in paperback, hardcover, and Kindle editions. Because the time for silence is over, and the church must stand.
Thanks for joining us today for Fresh Oil with Pastor Keith Manley. Fresh Oil is an outreach of Grace Family Church in Rockford, Illinois, and can be heard each weekday at this same time. You can reach us online at weneedgod.com. Until next time, remember, God's love for you is unconditional, and He makes His mercies new every morning.